So, yeah. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Fear is a liar. Fear makes you, fear does not tell you the truth. So stop listening to it. And I'm more saying this out loud so I hear it, but maybe it'll help somebody else. And outside the serious answers I got, of course, Big Fatty said he was afraid of shitting himself at the Von's East. So, and that made me laugh hysterically at work and get looked at. So thanks, Dad.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So there's nothing to be afraid of. Big Fatty does not tell you the truth. So stop listening to it.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3069 of a BFO for Thursday the 14th. Of November 2019, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Lamont Cranston or Patrick Plain or Alex Lefebvre at time. Hello, Chili Willies. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your willy, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Chili Willies today because, y'all, it's chilly. It is chilly. And y'all, I bet your willy is so Big Fatty. Maybe that's why Lamont Cranston and Patrick Plain and Alex Lefebvre, maybe they were warming their cockles. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. Big Fatty, why don't you just go ahead and get this shit show started? Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, today, the 14th of November, y'all, we've got a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I've noticed we've had a lot of celebrations of exiting the birth canal, and that's because there's a lot of fucking that goes on 9 months prior at during the month of love. It's true. And y'all, I mean, last week and this week, y'all, just overwhelming. Big Fatty, go on and get on with today's. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person. Y'all, he was at the very first Pride 48 out there in Los Angeles. Big Fatty, and y'all, and I've broken bread with him, and y'all, he's just one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. I don't know where he is. Big Fatty, he's on the Words with Friends. Well, he is on the Words with Friends. That's where I interact with him mostly now. Y'all, it's none other than the one and only Lurie Warbucks. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Lurie Dean. We do love Lurie Dean. And y'all, like I say, he is just one of the sweetest people that you will ever meet. And y'all, I don't know if Lurie Warbucks is on the Twitter or the Facebook. Ooh, Big Fatty, you think you can stay awake for the birthdays? I'll try. But y'all, if you see Lurie Warbucks on the Twitter or the Facebook, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
while since we've heard the happy music. It's true, it has been a while, but, you know, y'all, that's about that Alex Lefebvre. And, y'all, he's up there in the New York City. New York City! Yes, he's an accomplished pianist. Big Fatty, is that anything like being a cunning linguist? I don't think accomplished pianist and cunning linguist are even remotely. Although, Alex Lefebvre is a cunning linguist. Big Fatty. but y'all, let's just see. After I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all... what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. I watered the plants. I took the ferns down and I gave them a good soaking. And, because we were, you know, Big Fatty, spit it out Thursday. No, not Thursday. Tuesday afternoon. Y'all, the temperatures just dropped and we had rain. The rain came down. Yes, Big Fatty. And so they got a good soaking. And, y'all, then I, what I did is, I was gonna have dinner, the Carrabba's wine pairing dinner, and y'all, normally it's a 4-course meal with wine pairings, but y'all, it was 5 courses Tuesday night. Y'all, we started off with made from scratch Sicilian chicken soup. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. If you've got a Carrabba's in your area, have the Sicilian chicken soup. Y'all, it's just delicious. Y'all, we had a solid with wood-grilled shrimps and sea scallops. With roasted red peppers and the calamari olives and ricotta salata with an Italian vinaigrette. Y'all, it was delicious, too. Y'all, then we had Peeny Wheezy. Hey, that sounds vulgar. No, it was... it was penne alfredo pasta with sautéed shrimp, scallions, garlic, and mushrooms in the white wine lemon butter sauce. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. And y'all, then the main course was a Tuscan grilled sirloin marsala and the signature chicken brian. And y'all, it was served with grilled zucchini, and y'all, the grilled zucchini was cut like a dill pickle spear. Y'all, I've never seen a grilled zucchini or zucchini served in a long cut. And y'all, I had a bite of each of the steak and the chicken, and I brought the rest of it home. But I ate all the zucchini. It was quite good. I'm gonna have the steak and the chicken for my supper. later on tonight. And y'all, then for dessert, we had a rich fudge brownie with chocolate mousse and fresh strawberry whipped cream and a strawberry sauce. Y'all, it was first of all, it was huge. Big Fatty, it's cause you're fat. And y'all, but it was absolutely delicious. Y'all, it was just a lovely evening. I was late arriving because of the traffic. Y'all, it was like I needed the traffic. I needed the traffic copter to help me. But y'all, it was y'all. There was nothing. There were no accidents. It was just. And usually the traffic going the direction I was going isn't bad. But anyway, and y'all got home and piddled around a little bit and. Then it was off to the love chamber.
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say. Or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special cheya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty's Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original and never heard before bumper that you created for the little show. And y'all, I've got to say, I'm not going to blame this one on Whitman Tinker tonight, because y'all, it was going down. Y'all, we were going to set a new record low. I don't know if we did or not, but a new record low. The record for this date in Charleston was 29 degrees, and we were probably gonna go below that. So y'all, it was. But I cracked the window open, and there was you could just feel the coolness, and I warmed up the bed with the electric camisole mattress pad. And y'all, when I went to get in it, I kept one side of it on the number one setting and the other side on the number two setting. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you and number two in the bed. I did have the Grin Doctor going, as Digga mentioned, but I think part of it was that you know, I had so much food and going to bed soon thereafter. But y'all, I was thinking the wine might offset that, but it didn't really help. And so anyway, I kind of tossed and turned for a while, and finally I got up and had a little I had a cookery. I just had a little cookery. And then I had some water, and I turned the number one side of the bed to zero, and I turned the number two side to one, and y'all, I went right to sleep. Slept like a baby. And y'all, when I woke up in the morning, I just rolled my ass right back over, went back to sleep. I woke up again, rolled my ass right back over, went back to sleep. And y'all, finally, about 9:30 a.m. in the morning, I got up. And I had my coffee, made up the bed, and was watching part of the TV machine, the special report. Yes, Big Fatty, the special report. And then I got my share. And I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. You know, the Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy joined us last week, and y'all, they had a brand new menu. They had told us it was coming, and y'all, they've removed the meatloaf sandwich. I'm crestfallen. Absolutely crestfallen that the meatloaf sandwich has been removed. But y'all, I recently had it, and so I went out with good memories. Yes, Big Fatty. But today, Miss Kitty had a waffle with some soft bacon, and Olive had the egg solid sandwich, and Big Fatty had the y'all, this is what I'm burping up. I had the Big Fatty. I had the country Benedict. Big Fatty is not spelled C-U-N-T. And, you know, that's the biscuit it comes with the country ham, and I get my eggs scrambled, and then they pour sausage gravy on the top of it, and I had a bowl of grits with it. Y'all, it was delicious. Very salty today, though. Very salty. So I don't know what that is. My sodium levels are high. I'm not going to the vampire today. But y'all, after that, as I do, I went to the Vonsies. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as a on hunt day, went to the Von's East, and y'all didn't have a whole lot on sale that I needed, but I did pick up a few things. Y'all, they did have the Tide detergent that I like, and y'all, I just opened my last bottle of the detergent last week, so y'all, I went ahead and got it. It was on sale. Plus, I had a coupon for it. Y'all, they had the boxes of the Cheerios. on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those because, you know, it's nut and bolt season.
Yes, me, Penny.
Y'all, I did find the Archway Cookeries, the Stars and Bells. Y'all, it's just a little sugar cookie with red and green sugar on it. It's just basic, but y'all, they remind me of my grandmother's cookeries, and y'all, they're just delicious. Y'all, I picked up a jar of cocktail sauce.
Beef, Penny, you and that cocktail.
Y'all, they had the Magnum popsicle chocolate ice cream bars. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I picked up a couple of bags of the Caesar, the chopped Caesar salad. Y'all, I got a container of the Cascade Rinse Aid for the dishwasher. Got a half dozen eggs. Y'all, they had the boneless, the Butterball boneless turkey bazoom on sale. So I went ahead and got that because, you know, we've got Spanksgiving coming up. Y'all, they had the good Asian sesame solid kits on sale. So I got a couple of those. And y'all, then they had the good Sargento Extra Sharp shredded cheddar cheese. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, I had run out of all the, I've got lots of Swiss cheese, but I was out of the cheddar cheese. So I got four of those. Y'all, I paid $62.15, but I saved $35.62. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, then I came back here to the villa after all that and put away my provisions. And y'all, then I had not gotten a morning nipple walk because, y'all, it's cold. It's cold this morning. So I decided I would do my nipple walk in the middle of that. Y'all, it only went to like 46 here on hump day. And so I got out and did my nipple walk. Y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely, I'm telling you. And after that, I came back and y'all, I listened to a couple of little shows. Y'all, speaking of little shows, y'all, I meant to mention on yesterday's little show, you know, when I was talking about the other little shows, y'all, did you hear that the Lotzel, the Life on the Short List, they have recorded, their final episode. Big Fanny, it makes me sad. It's true. But they have decided to give it up. Just get it. Just give it up. And so, y'all, they may be on a couple people's shit list for doing that. But anyway, I certainly respect their decision. Big Fanny, at least they were smart enough to actually stop, unlike you. Well, anyway, but and y'all, after that, I think that's that pretty much. I sat on the veranda of the villa here for a few minutes, and it was nice outside, but it's chilly. It's chilly. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, Wednesday night, I'm recording this prior to the Survivor. And when we record the Survivor's Ready on Sunday, y'all will be choosing our teams. Y'all gotta see because they're merging. They're merging on Wednesday night. Yes, Big Fanny. Y'all at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard my youngest daughter, Nessa, and y'all, she's in a public speaking class. And Nessa, she just recently gave a speech. And Nessa, what did you tell your public speaking class about the BFO?
So there's nothing to be afraid of. Big Fatty does not tell you the truth, so stop listening to it.
Oh, Big Fatty, they'd have to start listening to me. Well, they probably just stop.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.